Shalom uvracha. Chag HaPesach is continuing, and like all the good times, going by quickly. We have to take advantage of every minute of the day. Baruch Hashem was zeichah to discuss the Hallel that we sing every day, the song that we sing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of appreciation, that not only is the one who runs the entire world, but is the one who makes miracles for Klal Yisrael, the one who is so close to us, hears every tefillah that we have. And we recognize the chain of events in the life of every Jew, in the life of the history of Klal Yisrael. Yisrael Batach Bashem starts off with having our bitochen Hashem. And then Yivorech is Beis Yisrael. That brings the bracha. And after we get the bracha, then we say, Yorimono Yisrael, Ki Loi L'mechasta. We appreciate the Chasodim V'Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is a day in the life of every Jew. We go to sleep with Bitochan Hashem, we get up with it, we pay attention to the bracha, and we thank Hashem. From the Nisim Giluyim, the revealed miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that awakens us up to the Nisim that happen every day of our lives. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to us in the past few weeks these humble Nisim, the more we hear about it, we realize that these were supernatural events that Hashem orchestrated to save Klal Yisrael. So now we're going to the end of the Hallel. Hallel is Hashem kol goyim shapchu kol umim ki govar aleinu chazdoi v'emes Hashem la'olam halleluka. It says all the nations of the world will praise Hashem because the chasodim of Hashem came upon Klal Yisrael. V'emes Hashem la'olam. And the avtocha that Hashem said He's going to watch over Klal Yisrael comes true throughout history. All the mefarshim say, what's this business of the goyim making this special hillel? It's a praise to Hashem of the chasodim to Klal Yisrael. We should make it. Explain that we are aware of only a small percentage of the chasodim that Hashem is doing to us, because we don't really know what's going on in the minds of all the goyim. But lost his love, we're going to see how much more than we ever perceived the goyim planned to destroy Klal Yisrael in so many different ways. And every time Hashem changed things and made the Siyat HaShemayah, that we should be saved. Shchol dovado omdem aleinu l'chaliseinu nakosh bohu matzileinu miyodoi. Yodam. This is the story of Golus that we're going through, and we're not finished with it. And the idea behind it is because Hashem wants to keep us as His glorified nation, that recognizing how special we are and that we have no shaykhah to Umas Olam. We continue to say the next mizmo about the Tovil Achsayiz Bashem Yiftoach Ba'odam, the Tovil Achsayiz Bashem Yiftoach Benedivim. We should put ourselves in the protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't need people. We don't need Nedivim. We know powerful people, wealthy people. Because all the nations are called Goyim Savunu B'Shem Hashem Ki Amilam. All the nations surround us. They want to destroy us. Don't put our faith in any of them. Only with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aziv Zimisko V'Hil Yeshua. The fact that with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that brings us Yeshua. And I'm sure we are aware of the fact that anti-Semitism around the world is getting greater and greater. In America itself, all over the universities, it came to rioting in universities. But even on the streets, it's a different dimension of anti-Semitism. We have to understand this is not them. This is part of the divine plan to bring Judaism and Klal Yisrael back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to realize that America, or no part of Golus, is a golden country, or is our place to stay. It is not our place. We should not feel overly comfortable in any part of the world other than in Eretz Yisrael. And even Eretz Yisrael, we have to realize we're not there yet. We're so far away from the place that Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be, a place that's permeated with Kedusha. Everybody's focused on the fact that this is the Mokum, special place for Torah and mitzvahs. Vodas Hashem. It's Hashem. This is part of our Hillel. We praise Hashem. By praising Hashem, we drive into ourselves to recognize this is a special time. We're going to take advantage of this. We have that beautiful Seder, each one of us, that we feel that amazing feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashiach Shechina is taking us out of Golas Mitzrayim. And I'm going to use this renewed and refreshed feelings to feel that we recognize things that we don't even know about, but we know that Hashem, everything Hashem is doing with us in our lives and the lives of Klal Yisrael, is this tremendous hashgacha, and we'll take those three steps with us throughout life. Tiftoach b'Hashem, and yitz Hashem to see the birchas Hashem, and pay attention. There's always birchas Hashem. Pay attention to it, and then to thank Hashem. Ki lo ilam chaster, His chesed to us is eternal. And all these things we're going through are just to bring us to our final goal. Should be zeichet to see it b'meir b'meinu.